अम्मा देख आ देख तेरा मुंडा बिगड़ा जाए, दे 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 आ देख तेरा मुंडा बिगड़ा जाए, अम्मा देख 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 मुंडा बिगड़ा जाए।
Films are the record we leave behind, and it's really important for people to be able to see themselves in film.
India produces more films than any other country. Bollywood, the Bombay-based film industry, has an audience of more than a billion people worldwide. Many are epic films of romance, song, and dance. Indian cinema, however, is hard-pressed to break away from its mold of song and dance and delve into subjects still considered taboo in Indian society, like portrayals of gays and lesbians.
Even in my fantasies, I keep editing myself out. It's like, where am I and where are the other men of color?
We're still where Hollywood was, let's say, even 10 years ago.
Riyad Wadia is an independent film director who made India's first openly gay film.
There has really not been any concerted portrayal of gay and lesbian images in Bollywood films, except for a few instances in what would be more art house films from Bollywood, where there have been sensitive characters kind of shown, but never really underlined in a very clear manner that, okay, this, you know, man is gay or this woman is lesbian.
If one were to use the Kinsey scale of 10% of the population, that would mean 55 million Indian men are exclusively homosexual. But gay sex is banned under Article 377 of the Indian Penal Code.
My fantasies? Well, they're delicious, like secrets. They're only for myself. I never tell.
It is a very difficult life. Obviously, the smallest unit in India is not the individual, is the family. And by that definition, the family has to maintain its hold on society by saying, no, you cannot have your individual rights to express yourself, either through your sexuality or through, you know, other issues. You must maintain the family. Procreation is still very strong as a passion for moving society forward. What happens is a lot of Indian men fall into marriages, have children, or, you know, have very, very failed marriages. And the sad thing in that is not just about what happens to the individual who is a homosexual, but is also for the woman who is trapped in a marriage, obviously, that is not going to be satisfying.
Gay life is changing in India and for Indians who live elsewhere.
But we are changing some things. You know, recreating our fantasies puts us in the picture, starting from what turns us on.
Lately, maybe in the last 10 years or so, there has been much more of a gay identity developing.
Sandeep Roy is the editor of Trikone magazine, a publication for gays and lesbians of South Asian descent.
Right now, almost every city in India, major city, has a gay group. And a lot of them, there's 3 or 4 magazines coming out. There's a huge number of internet groups. And so there's groups like Gay Bombay and Gay Calcutta, and they have offices, and they're, you know, starting to deal with the governments as legitimate non-governmental organizations. So in a way, I think if you were growing up gay in India today, you would have far more access to resources than if you were growing up 10 years ago. You know, there's even like a couple of bars and clubs.
But because of the repressed nature of gay and lesbian Indians, most have been left starved for something more than veiled images in literature and film. Wadia's 1996 film, Bomgay, was banned in India, but it was truly groundbreaking. The entire film, which is a series of 6 short films, was shot in Bombay.
It's really about Bombay's gay society. I had a friend of mine when in 94 when I came out. It seemed a great time to be out because suddenly everywhere I looked and went, being gay was celebratory. Maybe it was just my own personal experience of wanting to come out. And when I came out with a bang in India, both by the fact that I came out to the national media and I came out to my parents and society, all pretty much within the first 3 months for this. So in that period, we used to go around really being quite obnoxious around town, really trying to provoke people at every given twist and turn. And at that phase, this friend of mine said to me, darling, this is not Bombay, this is Bombay. Look at all the gay men everywhere you go. It's just gay, gay, gay.
The short films in Bombay are a candid glimpse at gay life in India, set to the poetry of India's openly gay poet, R. Raj Rao. One of the films is called Underground and depicts the secret lives of Indian men who seek out sex in shadowy places.
Underground is where you belong. While the city buzzes overhead, ghost shit on your tongue. You undress underground and find your Garden of Eden. Eden gardens abounding in Adams and serpents.
Underground, it really moved me because having gone through in my closet years the rounds of tea room sex, which would be going into bathrooms in public places and, you know, trying to find someone and all that kind of thing, which is very sordid on one level, exciting on another. The poem really spoke about how we have to subvert ourselves as gay individuals when we are trying to seek what is the essence of being gay, which is the act of homosexuality. And that subversion leads to pleasure, and that pleasure then becomes the standard by which you lead your life. And Underground talks about that.
Bomb Gay and several other films, both new and old, were recently shown at a film festival sponsored by Tricone that was the first of its kind in North America. Sandeep Roy is also the organizer of the first annual South Asian Gay Film Festival held in San Francisco.
These films have kind of piled up over the years without people always being aware that all this stuff is out there. What we hope is that this festival, by bringing it all together, is going to make people realize that in terms of films, we're not completely invisible, that we do leave celluloid tracks.
As I was walking down the street, this man yells at me, "Hey, Puri!" I turn around. He stares at me with his big brown eyes, smiling with his pearly white teeth, dressed in red suspenders, black t-shirt, blue jeans and white sneakers, pointing his half-eaten corn on the cob at me, slathered with butter. He says, "Hey, baby, have a bite."
The response to the film festival, also called Queer Filmistan, has been overwhelming.
People have been very excited about it. We've had people write from places in London, people wanting to know what's going to be shown, as well as filmmakers. We've also had a lot of people who are students in film schools or people who are in India saying, "Oh, I have this script for a film, a gay film set in India." It's really exciting that this idea of a film festival suddenly makes people, you know, realize that, oh my goodness, there is a place that I can show this work.
For This Way Out, I'm Brian Goble in San Francisco.